Selected photos, art, and poetry. See what they've done. There is often profound truth and great beauty in the small and simple things of the world. However, discovering and portraying them is often anything but small and simple. Is it worth the effort? Absolutely. See for yourself. Poem by Kara Dixon. The fathers fell, weeping, and mothers turned stone-cold faces to the wind, too weary to cry. As I watched those broken people, I heard my mother say, "Go and bring them in." Would she turn away if I returned with empty arms? Gently, then, I gathered up a child and waded into waters so cold and sharp that my muscles clenched and tears froze on my face each time I crossed the aching, icy river. Hour after hour, numbly plodding on, I saw my mother in each stranger's face, and when they were all across, they wrapped me in my mother's quilt and sang the quiet songs of heaven, and so cold and numb, I slept, and dreamed that I awoke in mother's arms, and angels seemed to shout, "Hosanna!" And father wept to have me home again. Poem by Melina Gotling. The air is scented with exhaustion from a summer completely spent. Maples arch rounded backs against the sky and begin to shed their golden modesty to blanket the fainting grass. This corner of the park falls silent, except for the breathy wind laboring through the chapped leaves, whispering of a quiet June kiss under full moist boughs, a kiss that, like the leaves, dried in summer sun and blew off in the first gust of September chill. Poem by Kara Dixon. They disappear like sparks within the wind, and desperately I try to hold them in my arms, but they just burn away and die. From up here on my lonely ledge, their deaths are quiet, quick, so sadly familiar. I cannot be among them, holding their hands, hearing them call out, "Abba, Abba," as they fall, desperate and slow into death. No, I am left here writing words that cannot save my people now. I am left to watch and wait, alone and cold as the fires die, one by one. I am left holding out my hands in supplication, bowing my head to the God that only they rejected, and I cry tears that mix with dead ash and stain my face gray. Poem by Sarah Israelson. We're sitting on the beach, flailing at mosquitoes and watching the sunset. The smell of campfire lingers on the breeze, leaving liquid footprints as it tiptoes across the lake. Grandpa sits in his faded lawn chair, blue argyle socks falling down around white ankles. His hands rest in his lap, wrinkled and baby soft. He hasn't fished in 18 years. A water bug skirts across the lake. "Ew, gross," I squeak. Grandpa looks at me and puts his finger to his lips. He points to the water. "Look, he's dancing." I stare at the tiny body, leaping and bounding in the evening wake. "We're like that," Grandpa says, staring into the water. Except too many people see the bug, and not the dancer. Poem by Jennifer Rose. Nothing seemed real until I saw the sturdy brick and the creeping river, and felt the humid warmth on my skin. I turned at a stirring, but tall grasses merely bowed to each other, and fresh fences peeked their way across the swaying fields. Then, out of a sunny glint on the water, a town moved toward me. The air thickened with voices shouting, laughing, whispers from youth, wisdom from aged. All bustled by me, hurrying, hurrying. A muddy hound ran and sat at my feet, thumped his tail once, twice, then bounded along. A horse whinnied at my ear, and shading my eyes, I looked up into the face of Hiram. He smiled and waved, and turned his impatient mount away. A woman approached. Children circled about her like a patchwork skirt, and before I could speak, Emma smiled, nodded, and hurried on. I moved toward the river, away from the crowded street, into tranquil shade of wizened branches. I saw a man sitting, gazing across the land, barely breathing. And Joseph stood, dear Joseph, and smiled and gripped my hand. And I wept as their lives flooded through me. Poem by Adrian Thomas. Music never runs out of itself, existing, I believe, before the creation of Adam. New melodies, songs, pieces continue to be created. By now, thousands and thousands of years later, you would think we'd have run out of options, of melodies, of music. But it never ceases to stir new emotions and lift the soul to new heights through new invention. Poem by Matthew G. Wright. Ye saints of God, with joyful praise, give heart and strength to Him who lends us hope to overcome and sends us power to win. For with His power we'll heal the land and raise a glorious sound and send the gospel through the earth to nations all around. Then Zion, O that blessed land, through Christ shall conquer all. The faith of just one righteous man makes Satan's kingdoms fall. If to the voice of that one man we add our own in power, we'll banish evil from the land and speed the millennial hour. And from that hour all around shall goodness never cease. His gentle love shall here abound and bring us heaven's peace. Then man shall no more hate nor fear, nor heed the tempter's call, for only one voice shall we hear, our Lord, our God, our all. Poem. I marvel that throughout the centuries of great poets, sages, authors, philosophers, kings, the wisest words ever spoken by man came from the lips of a humble carpenter. By Brenda Williams. End of section. See what they've done.